Greetings. Welcome back to Habits into Health. This is Michael Ann Conley, your habit change agent. I am here to support you in becoming a change agent in your own life about habits that are causing problems for you and for others. We are all about habit change from the inside out. So if you're feeling stuck or worried, puzzled about a behavior that isn't serving you and isn't helping you get where you want to go in your life, or if you care about somebody else in that situation, then we are here for you. In this show, we focus on sharing methods that I've learned that help you discover the real building blocks to the habits that have been getting in your way. And so we can undo those as best as you can and help you develop ways of dealing with them successfully and move your life in the direction where you want to go. Last week, I started a series on sleep and fatigue. I've been hearing a lot from folks who are feeling really weary and sleep deprived. So if this is true for you, you are not alone. And part of the problem is that many of us get socialized to believing that there's something we're doing wrong. And that's a very common belief. So we're going to be looking at the myths about sleep deprivation and sleep problems. Today we're going to talk about a real specific external cause of sleep deprivation, at least one aspect of that. We'll cover others in future podcasts. But for now, we're going to be looking at how the work cycle actually creates unhealthy sleep. Before we go there, let's set the stage with our weekly practice. And this is an opportunity for you to be oriented toward the Habits into Health approach to change. And that involves teaching yourself through your own experience, not just from what you think, but from what you do. We focus on letting your body lead so that your mind doesn't have to be the dictator of the show. In being attentive to your body's signals, you can actually listen to our topic and learn more effectively. Since sleep and fatigue is our topic during this series, we're going to focus our practice very simply on self-attunement. So that means to just get quiet for a moment and check in about what your energy level is. And that may be related to the time of day. It may be related to what you're doing right now as you're listening. Whether it's before work or during work or after work or some other activity that occupies you, it depends on your own rhythm and your own connection to yourself. So how are you in yourself right now? And let's have you attune muscularly. Just notice if there's any places in you that feel tired. Perhaps you feel weary a little bit around your eyes. That's often something that I hear from clients. Or you may feel tired in your chest. That's another area that I hear about a lot. In your shoulders or your back. Just let yourself notice. This process that we do in Habits into Health is not about fixing or curing. It's about learning to manage your energy no matter where your energy is. It's not about painting a perfect picture of hearts and flowers and light and love, although that may be something that's true for you. It's not necessarily true for everyone. So we start simply by having you attune to where you are right now. As you're sitting here, as you're driving, as you're walking, jogging, whatever it is that you're doing at this time, just touch base to your relationship right now, to sleepiness, either being overtired or undertired, the whole fatigue process, and where it's happening in you. And from this perspective, to not be in a judgment place around it, as if what's going on right now is good or bad. That is a very important part of the process, to just be with what is. Name it for yourself. And naming it doesn't have to be in words. It can just be a felt sense. But to begin to allow what is to be without trying to fix or change it actually sets the stage for any kind of change you want to make. Without forcing it to happen, but allowing it to become what it wants to be. And sometimes that means allowing ourselves to feel our fatigue. And if that's true for you, just notice what that's like. Even the idea of allowing yourself to feel it can be difficult and unfamiliar. And yet it's not a bad thing, because it means allowing what really is happening to be present without trying to shove it away or cover it up. And there's a real freedom in that. Creating any kind of behavior change starts with knowing who you are and where you're starting from, and not from some idyllic goal that you have that may be wonderful, but if you don't develop the building blocks first, it'll be harder for you to get there. And that's what we want to prevent. We want you to really start from a really good ground so that you can make the changes you want to make. So this is Habits into Health, and my name is Michael Ann Conley. I am a holistic therapist, and I host this podcast show. I have been inviting you to come to a survey on my website, habitsintohealth.com, because I want to include in the podcast the things that are coming up for you. And in a podcast, it's kind of one way. I'm broadcast at my time. You listen at your time. So this is a way of engaging and doing a little bit more interaction. So I created a little survey, and I invite you to come over to habitsintohealth.com. I've posted the survey at the top of the website. And click the link, and you can let me know just a couple of questions about what's happening for you, what is most important for you, what are your biggest challenges, and then any kind of guidance that might be most helpful for you. And I have a few other questions that are demographic. I'd love to hear what part of the world you're listening from. And then if you want to have some direct contact with me one-on-one, you can let me know that too. And while you're there, just come and take a look at my ebook. I have a free download for you. You can give me your name and email address, and I'll send it to you. And then I'll also keep in touch with the things that I'm writing and some podcasts that are going on. And by the way, you can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. Just search for Habits into Health podcast at the iTunes store. And you can follow us on Facebook as well at facebook.com. Just search for habits.into.health. Okay, so let's talk about our topic. If you have sleep problems, you are definitely not alone. In fact, sleep problems is pretty much considered an epidemic. There have been several studies. The World Health Organization has done some studies. In the United States, the Centers for Disease Control. There's been some studies that have happened in England, taking a look at this aspect of what's going on in the world, that a lot of people are suffering from sleep deprivation. The thing is that you might be laying responsibility for this on yourself, wondering what you're doing wrong or what's wrong with you. And the truth may be a little different than that. Your responsibility belongs somewhere else, because your own biological heritage, which I touched base on in the last episode, is a very important factor. And I peeled back the curtain around this illusion that somehow your energy flow is supposed to fit with everybody else's, and that simply is not the case. And even though I think we've all been set up, you've been set up to have certain beliefs about what normal sleep is, there is some personal responsibility you have, but maybe not in the way you think. Like in the last episode, I like us to remember the Serenity Prayer, because it is a good reminder about what we can control and what we cannot. Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. So this is part of the reality check that we're doing here in this series on sleep and fatigue. For instance, when it comes to sleep cycles, you probably know if you are a lark, a morning person, or an owl, a night person. But you may minimize how living in today's world sets a tone for any difficulties that you might have. And when you do that, you're not creating space for what you can really make happen, for what you're really responsible for. And we're starting to get wise about the ways that you've been set up. So I hope this part two of our series on sleep and fatigue is going to be helpful for you. This is the key to this episode. We live in a collectively weary world. And there is no way you're the cause of this big influence on your daily rhythm, even though you're affected by it. And this is a big deal when it comes to sleep and fatigue, because in a way, there's just nothing normal or healthy about the typical workday that most of us experience. And you know how the saying goes, follow the money. Well, let's follow the money back to the Industrial Revolution and go forward from there. That's when work and productivity started leaving the natural world. When factories in which work hours began to be established. In 2013, there are these authors of a study that I saw in an International Journal of Advances in Psychology. And they wrote, I really like this quote, so I want to quote it to you. It cannot yet be discerned how far-reaching the damage due to our society's rhythmical mismatch is. Our society is rhythmically mismatched to who we are as human beings. So, here's what it looks like. The common norm of starting work at a particular time, usually morning, but for shift workers, that's a whole other story, right? But the idea is that you start at a particular time and you continue straightforwardly through a day, and it doesn't fit our biological rhythm. It impacts health, and it can even put your life at risk. Driving while drowsy, that's a new label, and it's an increasing problem because so many of us muddle throughout our lives without the sleep that we need. And so driving while drowsy is becoming a bigger problem in some ways than driving while drunk. And also the 5-day work week established in the last century, fought for by labor unions, well, now that's morphed into an any hour, any day work week on a multiple time zone calendar. So no wonder we're tired. And this is true whether you're a lark or an owl or somewhere in between, and there's a range in between. Here's an example of how it works that really doesn't work for most of us. So let's say you're a lark. You are going to have a good fit with a daytime work schedule, but not for the rest of your day. You rise ready to go, no matter what day of the week it is, and your energy tends to drop in the late afternoon, just in time to end work according to that work schedule that's expected. But socializing after work doesn't really fit your rhythm because you're nodding off early. What that means is that very often larks like you are staying up later on your days off, whatever your weekend days are. You're staying up later, but you end up sleep deprived because you can't sleep in. Your clock is set to rise early, whether it's a work day or not. And that's how it doesn't serve larks. So we can talk about the early bird gets the worm, but on weekends, not so much. But let's say you're an owl. Unless you find evening shift work, you are sleep deprived during the daytime work cycle because getting up and going to work early is out of sync with your rhythm. You are built to enter the day slowly, and your best time is in the early evening into the night. On your days off from work, you don't have to get up early, so you default to your nighttime rhythm, going to bed late and rising late. And the problem for owls is that the off cycle starts up again when your Monday comes calling. So a lot of people who are owls will do the thing of catching up on their sleep on the weekends, whereas larks will catch up on their sleep during the week. I have posted some useful considerations from some writers. Leonard Woodrich writes about a more personal, humane way to be productive in his blog, and I've posted that link at habitsintohealth.com. And Michael Cho has written a great blog post that corroborates my research, and he has some excellent ways to shift from managing your time to managing your energy. And as I mentioned before, there are some other external factors that are associated with sleep deprivation, including noise pollution, and I'll talk more about those in the future. For now, I'm going to sign off. I'd love to hear your feedback about this and about whatever it is that's keeping you stuck in old patterns, so that I can support you in helping you free yourself for your next step. Come to the survey link at habitsintohealth.com and let me know what's on your mind about that. So if you have a habit that is creating problems for you or for someone else, or if you love someone who has a problem habit, then come on over to the website and request my free ebook. It's called Do You Have a Habit or Does Your Habit Have You? And it will give you some ways to clarify the issues you're dealing with and some tips for what you can do about it. I always like to end by saying, start small and be kind to yourself along the way. You have been listening to Habits Into Health, and this is Michael Ann Conley. I am here to help you stop feeling out of control over those unhealthy habits, wondering what you're doing wrong or what's wrong with you, and start creating a life where you're in charge of them rather than the other way around. Thanks so much for joining me.